亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主日平安，圣诞快乐。
Dear brothers and sisters, peace be with you and Merry Christmas.
关于耶稣基督的降生，马太完全没有提及，直接跳转至耶稣的成年。
Mark made no mention of the birth of Jesus in the book of Mark. Immediately he jumped into the adult of Jesus from the get-go.
约翰同样也没有详细的记载圣子降生的具体情形，仅以道成肉身作为总结。
Likewise, John didn't give specifics of the birth of Jesus in the Gospel of John, but simply summarized as the word become flesh.
相比之下，马太和路加则对耶稣的降生有一个非常详细的记载，分别从约瑟和玛利亚的角度来看耶稣基督的降生。
In the contrary,Both Matthew and Luke provided details, accounts from the perspective of both Joseph and Mary.
那我记得在两年前的圣诞主日，我从马太福音先以约瑟的角度讲了一篇道。
2 years ago on Christmas Sunday, I preached from the perspective of Joseph.
那今天我要从路加福音以玛利亚的视角来看圣诞。我正道的题目是情愿照你的话在我身上。
Today we will study from the perspective of Mary. The title of the message today is to be, is let it be to me according to your word.
我不知道大家想到玛利亚会想什么。
I don't know what you guys think when it comes to Mary.
其实玛利亚无论是天主教还是基督教，其实都没有很公允的来对待她。
Mary has not had fair treatment either from the Protestants or the Catholics.
那天主教呢，就将它过度的圣化，添加了许多圣经所没有的一些教导。
The former sanctified Mary excessively, adding many non-biblical elements.
比方说，她的无原罪、永远童真、升天，她是众恩典的中保，甚至将她视为与基督同为救赎者。
Such as her immaculate conception, perpetual virginity.But the assumption, role as the mediator of all grace, and even role as the co-redeemer of Jesus, with Jesus.
而坚持唯读圣经的我们基督徒呢，则为了避免天主教的错误，刻意的远离天主教，以至于走向了另外一个极端。
In the contrast, the Protestants adhering to sole scripture, materially downplay the role of Mary to avoid these doctrine excesses, and from the one extreme to the other,They completely ignored her for almost as if she were irrelevant in terms of Christianity, and she's exclusively a figure of the Catholics.
就好像说，玛利亚只是属于天主教的，跟我们基督教没有关系。其实圣经关于玛利亚的记载是蛮多的，从圣经提到天使的报喜、救主的降生、耶稣的童年，包括他开始的事工。以及他的受难在十字架下，门徒都离弃了他。当时玛利亚还在十字架下面，包括耶稣他的复活升天、教会刚开始的建立，玛利亚都扮演了相当重要的角色。
In reality, the Bible contains many important accounts about Mary, from the angel announcing the good news, the birth of the Savior, the childhood of Jesus, the start of his ministry.Passion, the resurrection, the ascension, even the birth of the church, the mother of the Lord played significant role in all these events that we cannot simply ignore.
我们不能因为天主教在误用玛利亚，那我们作为基督徒就完全冷漠去忽视她。
We cannot simply just ignore her just because that she was overemphasizing Catholics.
那英语有一句谚语说，你永远不会有第二次机会留下第一印象。
There's a saying in English, there's no second chance for first impression.
那不管是历史的传统也好，或者是个人的偏好也好，其实我们已经失去了对玛利亚，就是圣经所要展示给我们的一种形象。
From both the historical traditions and many personal preferences, they may have established some biased understanding of Mary within our heart and mind.
不管你以前对玛利亚的认识如何，不管是喜欢她或者是讨厌她，那我们就想先稍微暂时的放下我们以前的一些印象， 单单的打开圣经，我们来让圣经来引导我们对玛利亚的认识。
Whatever your current perception of Mary might be, please set that aside and open up the Bible as it is for the first time, and let the Scripture guide our understanding of her, and through her, may we gain a deeper understanding of the message of Christmas.
那我们也通过玛利亚，其实玛利亚是指向耶稣，我们透过玛利亚来更好的来认识耶稣，透过圣诞来更好的来明白我们所信的福音。如果可以的话，请你翻开圣经到路加福音1:26-38，我们一起来诵读神的话。你可以用英文或者用中文来读。
If you could, please turn to your Bible, Luke chapter 1, verse 26. And you can read in the language of your preference.
好，我们一起来读。到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒。到了一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。天使进去对她说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又反复思想这样问安是什么意思。天使对她说，玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣，他要伟大，称为至高者的儿子。主神要把他祖大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。玛利亚对天使说，我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？天使回答说，圣灵要降临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。况且你的亲戚伊丽莎白在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了，因为出于神的话没有一句不带能力的。玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。天使就离开他去了。这是神的话，我们一起祷告。
This was the word of God. Let's pray together.
天父，我们求你借着救主的降生，特别是借着神你的圣言来对你的圣民来讲话。
Heavenly Father, we ask you from the birth of Jesus and from your Holy Spirit that came upon us.
也求你开启我们的心，让我们能够来回应你的话。
May you speak to us and open our hearts and respond to your callings.
奉耶稣的名祷告， Amen.
In name of Jesus, Amen.
这段经文是非常著名的经文，被称为天使报喜。
So this is a very famous passage, the Annunciation.
就是天使加百列向童女玛利亚来报告主耶稣基督将借他而诞生的一个大喜信息。
Where the angel Gabriel informs Virgin Mary the joyful news that the Lord Jesus will be born of her.
那这段喜讯是透过天使和童女的三段这个对话展开的。
This passage unfolds this joyful news through three rounds of conversations between the messenger Gabriel and the recipient Mary.
不过在对话开始以前，路加先为我们交代了整个故事的一个场景。
Before Luke opened up with these three rounds of conversations, he provided some background for us.
我们首先来看一下整个故事的一个场景。
Let's take a look at where the scene was set.
那路加一开始就交代了整个故事的事件、时间、地点、人物以及原因。
He starts by setting the event, time, place, characters, and reason.
这其实非常符合现代新闻写作的五要素，就是五个 W: what, when, where, who, and why.
So these are just like the five W's of the news writing.
那不过呢，这五个要素的写法在路加这里却显得非常的特别。
However, there's something unique in his writing that was reflected through these five elements.
我们首先来看这个事件，事件很简单，就是天使加百列向童女玛利亚报写信息。
Let's first look at the event itself, which is very simple. The event is Angel Gabriel is informing Virgin Mary this joyful news.
我来看时间，时间说什么？第六个月。
So what does the date and time say? It's the sixth month.
什么样的六个月？
What kind of sixth month?
所以他给的不是一个绝对的时间，而是一个相对的时间。
It's not an absolute time, but it's a time in relative.
这里面是讲是伊丽莎白，就是她是一个年老的却不能怀孕的，如今竟然怀了施洗约翰，而且已经怀孕六个月了。
Here he talks about Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth, who were both old and barren, but she had been pregnant with John for 6 months.
这六个月就将耶稣的降生跟施洗约翰的降生联系起来。
So these 6 months actually links together the birth of Jesus with the birth of John.
我们再来看地点，加利利的一座城，这城叫拿撒勒。
Now let's look at the location. The location itself is the Nazareth, which is a town in the region of Galilee.
前文提到这个施洗约翰，关于施洗约翰的报喜，它发生的地点是在哪里呢？
So where did the previous text where the angel pronounced the birth of John take place?
Jerusalem.
It's in Jerusalem.
而且是发生在圣殿，而且是在圣殿崇拜的时候。
More specifically, inside the holy temple and during the time of worship and sacrifice.
而耶稣降生的报喜却是发生在一个远离犹太人的宗教文化和政治中心的一个加利利地区。
On the other hand, the annunciation of the birth of Jesus took place in a small town of Nazareth in the region of Galilee.
而加利利是完全没有办法跟犹太地区相对来说宗教上比较正统来比较的，而拿撒勒也完全没有办法跟耶路撒冷相比。
So, Jerusalem being the religiously orthodox region of Judea is at a different another level compared to Galilee, which is not known to be devoted at all.
那加利利呢，它其实它周围被外邦人环绕，那被正统的犹太人认为说他们其实宗教上不是那么的正统。
So Galilee is actually surrounded by many Gentiles. So from the view of Judean, they are not really devoted.
那拿撒勒呢，它在整个加利利地区又是一个很不起眼的一个小城。
Nazareth itself is also a very small town in the eyes of people.
它的面积大概有4公顷，人口只有几百人，与其说是一个城，还不如说是一个小村子。
It's not even a town, it's just a small farm with an area of just about 10 acres and with just several hundred people living there.
那拿撒勒的民风如何呢？其实我们可以从拿单叶的话来看，他怎么说？他说，拿撒勒能出什么好东西吗？
So regarding of the character of the people in Nazareth,in the words of Nathaniel, in Book of John, he said, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?"
这个是我们救主所要出，啊，就是关于这个喜讯报告的地方。
So this is the place where the birth of Jesus, the annunciation of his birth was taken place.
我们再来看一下人物，首先是天使加百列。
Now let's take a look at the characters. The first one that we see is the angel Gabriel.
他在六个月前，他向撒加利亚显现，来报告约翰出生的喜讯。如今，他在这里向玛利亚显现，来报告耶稣降生的喜讯。
Gabriel appeared to Zechariah 6 months prior to this, to announce the birth of John, and now he appears to Mary to announce the birth of Jesus.
那玛利亚，主角出现了。玛利亚她首先她 你会注意到她首先亮相她的身份是什么
Now the main character Mary arrives what do you see what does her character look like to you
她说她是童女而且两次提到
She was first introduced as virgin and this was mentioned twice
童女在这里是说她已经到了适婚的年龄但是尚未与男人发生性关系
So virgin is toemphasize that although she is in marriageable age, she has not yet had sexual relations with a man.
而且这里面进一步说，玛利亚已经订婚了，但尚未完婚。
here it further says that the Virgin Mary is already engaged but has not yet married.
而且有玛利亚又引出她的未婚夫约瑟。
Then from Mary, it leads to her fiancé Joseph.
而提到约瑟，她完全没有提其他的方面，只说他是大卫家的。
The only thing Luke says about Joseph is that he was the descendant of David.
这样的话就让耶稣在法律上成为大卫的子孙，具有王位继承权。
So this gave Jesus through his legal father the right to inherit the kingdom of God or kingdom king of David.
如果我们从路加的角度来看，我们看不管是玛利亚还是约瑟，你会觉得他们有什么特别之处吗？
So what do you find that are in common from Mary and Joseph?
你会看到其实他们都是小地方的普通人。
Do you see that they are both just ordinary people from a very small town?
经文完全没有提及到他们的身份或者地位，这其实还比不上撒加利亚和伊丽莎白，因为撒加利亚是祭司，而伊丽莎白说他是亚伦的后人。
So the scripture makes no mention of their Mary and Joseph's their status, but on the other hand, when talking about Zechariah and Elizabeth, Zechariah being the high priest and Elizabeth was a descendant of Aaron.
我们最后来看原因。
Now let's last look at the reason.
那这如果我们仔细看的话，我们知道整个事件其实背后的原因就是上帝。
So now we kind of look at from the back, you know, in the background, God is actually the sovereign ruler behind all these events.
从神他差派这个加百列先向这个撒加利亚显现，这里又向玛利亚显现。
From the fact that God sent angel Gabriel and his presence is made known.Not only in the holy city, but also in these insignificant little places.
你会看到神的做工，神的显现，不只是在大的城市，在圣殿向祭司显现，他也向那些不知名的小地方，向普通的人显现。
So you see that the mighty hands of God is not just shown in those holy places, but also in these small places.
而且神也是年老的不孕的怀孕，不仅如此他还是童女怀孕。
And both the barren and the virgin became pregnant as orchestrated by God.
所以说无论是从时间上的安排，地点上的选取，人物的拣选，还是事件的推动，都是由神统筹来安排的。
So that you can see from the timing,the choice of locations, selection of the characters, and the progression of the events, all of these are made through God.
我们的神他是掌管历史，充满天地，他主权拣选，他也运作万事。
He governs history, fills heaven and earth, sovereignty making selections and working all things.
而且他拣选了小地方的小人物是不可能的，成为可能。
So he chose that the places that were small, the people who were humble, making the impossible possible.
他做的这一切都是来预备救主耶稣的降生。
He did all of this in order to prepare for the birth of Jesus, the Savior.
前几天我不知道你们有看新闻吗？前几天台湾著名的一个明星叫杨丞琳，有多少人听过
？A few days ago, there was this famous pop star.From Taiwan,
他在河南郑州开了一个演唱会。
She held a concert in the province of Henan.
他说了一句不太得体的话，他说河南人都爱骗人。
She made an inappropriate comment saying people from Henan love to cheat.
我记得几年前我还听过一个讲到一个传道人在台上讲，他说。他讲到拿撒勒能出什么好东西的时候，他特别举例说，就跟我们中国的河南人差不多。
So, I was at a sermon many years ago and heard a preacher, saying that nothing good can come out of the people of Nazareth, and they have a lot in common with the people from the province of Henan.
By the way, 我是河南人。
By the way, I am from Henan.
而且那个牧师他讲到的时候，我就在下面坐着。
And I was actually sitting in the audience.
我来到美国之后，有人叫我中国佬 China Man.
I was once called a China Man, by someone.
在疫情开始的时候，有人给我喊着说 "Go back to China."
So when the pandemic first started, some people yelled at me, "Go back to China."
我在心里在想，你不知道没有航班吗
？I thought of myself at that time. Didn't you know that there's no flight to China at that time?
弟兄姊妹，我在想，生而为人，其实我们会因着我们的出身、我们的家庭、我们的肤色、我们的种族、我们的职业，甚至我们的爱好，而遭受各样的歧视，而且这也让我们难久久难以释怀。
So brothers and sisters, we all might have suffered discrimination due to various things like our background, our race, occupations, and find it to be very painful, you know, to let go of those discriminations.
我想说的是，我们不是孤单的。
So what I want to say is that we are not the only one suffered the discriminations.
神他预备耶稣基督降生，他没有让他出生在圣城的耶路撒冷，也没有拣选诞生在希律家或者大祭司的家当中。
So when God prepared for the birth of Jesus, He did not let him be born in the holy city of Jerusalem, and nor did He choose the house of Herod or the high priest to be His parents.
而是选择非常不起眼的小地方作为他的家乡，选择小人物作为他的父母。
Instead, he chose an unknown little place as his hometown and an ordinary folks as his parents.
他的出生地遭人蔑视，他出生的合法性遭人质疑，他因未受正规的教育而遭人轻视，他的相貌也叫人不羡慕他。
His birthplace was despised. His legitimacy was questioned. He was looked down upon for not having a formal education, and his appearance was not appealing to people.
在我们的这个时代，所有的人都想寻求 significance 重要性。
So many people in our generation today are pursuing significance.
我们想要跟其他人区分，变得不那么普通。
We all want to be stand out in front of others. We don't want to be ordinary.
可是神却让他的儿子降生在普通的人家，成为普通人，与你我认同。
But God, on the other side, let his son born in an ordinary family, becoming an ordinary person, just like a lot of us here.
我每当想到这里面呢，我就想到保罗在哥林多前书一章所说的话。
So I feel very relieved, and my heart is filled with hopes whenever I think about this, and just as.Paul said in the First Corinthians.
我们来看一下哥林多前书一章二十六到三十一节。
So let's look at the First Corinthians 26 to 31 together.
我来读出中文，你可以看英文或者中文。弟兄们呐，可见你们蒙召的按着肉体，有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选世上软弱的。叫那刚强的羞愧，神也拣选世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸。但你们得在基督耶稣里本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎，如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口。弟兄姊妹，神既然赋予我们一定的出身，我们的家庭，我们的肤色，甚至我们的职业，我们不管你以前是因之骄傲也好，自卑也罢。
So brothers and sisters, since our background, our race, and everything was given by God, it doesn't matter whether we used to be boastful or feel inferior about any of them.
但如今呢，神的恩召已经临到了我们的身上，基督为我们降生，我们就不再受制于这些东西。
Now that the grace of God has come upon us, and Christ is born for us, we should no longer be troubled for any of these things.
而是更看重神在基督里面所赐给我们新的身份，就是因信而成为神的儿女。
Instead, we should value this new identity given by Christ, or given through us, or given us through Christ, which is to become the children of God through faith.
要看重神在基督里赐给我们各样属灵的福气，就是从上头来的智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
We should value all the spiritual blessings given to us in Christ, which are the wisdom from above, righteousness, holiness, and the redemption.
那么接下来呢，我们来看天使和童女三个回合的对话。第一个回合。
Now let's dive into the three rounds of conversations between the angel and the virgin. Starts from the first round.
第一个回合，加百列向玛利亚问安，他说：“蒙大安的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。”
In this first round, Gabriel greets Mary with greetings. Oh, favored one, the Lord is with you.
玛利亚在这里被称为蒙大恩的女子。
Here, Mary is called to be favored.
这里面的重点不在于玛利亚作为恩典的领受者，而是恩典的赐予者神。
The emphasis here is not the recipient of the grace, but it's actually the one who actually granted the grace.
因为玛利亚她所要领受的是神最高的启示，就是关于基督的启示。
Since the grace of Mary is about to receive, it can be said to be God's highest revelation, which is Christ.
故此玛利亚被称为是最大恩典的领受者。
And from this, Mary is called to be the recipient of the greatest grace.
但是玛利亚不是唯一的。
But she was not the only one.
因为这里面路加福音的蒙大恩跟以弗所书一章六节那里面讲到把神的恩典赐给所有的信徒用的是同一个希腊词。
So in Greek, the word favored is exactly the same word as blessed in Ephesians 1:6.
换句话说，我们基督徒其实从神领受的启示和恩典跟玛利亚是一样的。
So in other words, the grace of God has come upon us as we have received his revelation just like Mary did.
因为我们领同样都是主耶稣基督，这神他最大的启示。
And because Christ just happens to be the biggest revelation to us and to Mary.
因此啊，不仅玛利亚是蒙大恩的，我们在座的每一个相信耶稣基督的人都是蒙大恩的。
So not only Mary was the highly favored one, but all of us sitting here.
蒙了何等的大恩呢？下面说，主和你同在了。
So what is this highly favored? Here it says, Lord is with you.
那翻译在希伯来话就是以马内利。
Emmanuel is what's translated in Hebrew.
这个其实就应验了以赛亚书七章十四节以赛亚的这个预言，说必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
This fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah in chapter 7 verse 14. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
这里面说明玛利亚她是神所拣选的器皿，神要借着玛利亚将神的同在带到世上。
This indicates that Mary is the vessel of God. Through her, God's presence is brought into this world.
当然，我们可能没有像玛利亚一样怀孕生子哦。
Of course, we cannot conceive and bear the Son of God like Mary did.
但是我们因着信心接受基督。基督就住在我们里面，与我们同在。
However, we still receive Jesus by faith, and He dwells within us, and He is with us.
因此，我们可以彼此祝福说：“主与你同在，以马内利。”
Therefore, we can bless each other and say, "The Lord be with you, Emmanuel."
那玛利亚听到这样的问安，她作何回应呢
？How did Mary respond to such a calling?
我们先看一下撒迦利亚他是怎么回应的。
Let's first look at how Zechariah responded. To the angel when he spoke to him.
撒迦利亚他看到天使的时候，他非常的惊慌。
He was really startled when he first saw the angel.
相比之下，玛利亚她不是因为看见，她是因为听见而很惊慌。
In contrast, Mary was not startled by seeing the angel, but by hearing the words of the angel.
惊慌是人与神或神的使者相遇通常的反应。
Being startled is a common response when human encounters God or his messengers.
玛利亚她在惊慌之余，她还反复去思考神的话。
So even though Mary she was startled, she was continued to ponder his word.
这个你会看到她，这是她跟撒迦利亚不同的地方。
So this is where it's different in her compared to Zechariah.
玛利亚其实是一个不断思考神话语的人。
She likes to ponder the word of God.
当她听到牧羊人关于 他的儿子的一些话的时候，他就仔细的思考。当他从少年的耶稣听到说，岂不知我应当以我父的事为念，他同样把这话存到心里。
When she heard from the shepherds, the words about the Son of God, she pondered them. And when she heard the young Jesus, who said, "Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house?" She treasured all these things in her heart. She also just pondered God's word.
玛利亚是我们的榜样。
She sets an example for us.
每当我们听到神的话的时候，我们会不会有同样的惊慌呢？
So whenever we hear from God, would we be startled?
也许我们这个时代真的需要人因听到神的话而感到惊慌。
Perhaps our generation needs more people who can be startled when they heard from the word of God.
我们不能把神的话只是当成修身养性，或者是用道德点评社会、点评其他人的一个工具。
So we cannot trade the word of God as self-cultivation or use it to set moral standards for others.
而是真的把神的话当成神的话，把神的话存在我们心里，去仔细的揣摩，仔细的思想。
But rather treat his word as his word and treasure them inside of us.
那在这一个第一个回合当中，其实玛利亚并没有说话。
So in this first round, Mary did not really speak.
但是他却因神的话语而感到惊慌。
But her being startled by God's word.
而且他把神的话存在心里，反复的思想。
And her silence reaction of pondering his word.
玛利亚的无声的反应难道不是向我们这个时代来大声疾呼吗？
Isn't this more than enough to be an outcry to us?
我们听见了吗？
Did we hear that?
我们接着来看第二个回合。
Now let's look at the second round of this conversation.
天使接着说，玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
The angel goes on and say, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God."
你要怀孕生子，给他起名叫耶稣。
And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.
他要为大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他祖大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国没有穷尽。
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.
天使一方面安慰这个惊慌的童女，一方面继续来宣告救主将借他降生的大好信息，并且进一步来预言救主的独特身份。
The angel comforts the startled virgin while proclaiming the great news of the birth of the Savior through her and further prophesies who the Savior is.
那惊慌的玛利亚，她从神受到了安慰，说，不要怕，你在神的面前已经蒙恩了。
The startled Mary receives comfort from God. Do not be afraid, you have found favor with God.
我想说的是，一个真正因神的话语而惊慌的人，他也必从神亲身受到安慰。
What I wanted to say is that a person who is startled by God's by God's word will also receive comfort from Him.
而不用怕的原因是因为他在神面前已经蒙恩。
The reason not to be afraid is that one or he or she has already found favor with God.
神的恩典其实跟神的爱是一样的。
The grace of God is just like His love.
在神的恩典当中没有惧怕。
There's no fear in God's grace.
这个听起来有些吊诡啊。
So this is somewhat paradoxical.
因为唯有敬畏神，因他的话语而震惊的人，才能从神领受到安慰，无所惧怕。
Only those who truly fear God and are startled by His word in turn receive comfort from Him and have nothing to fear.
相反，反而不敬畏神的人，反是被各种害怕所辖制。
But on the other hand, those who do not fear God, they have many things to fear.
其实就有两种人。
Only two kinds of people out there.
一种人什么都怕，就是不怕神。
One kind, he's not afraid of anything but just God.
另外一种人，他因为敬畏神，他什么都不惧怕。
The other kind, because he fears God, he fears nothing else.
那接着我们来看救主降生的这个喜讯，一连三个动作：怀孕、生子、取名。
Now let's take a look at the good news of the birth of the Savior, conceiving, giving birth, and naming.
这里面回应了同样是以赛亚七章十四节。
So here again is an echo to from the Isaiah 7:14.
那旧约当中先是不孕而怀孕的例子其实并不少见。
So there were many examples from the Old Testament where the barren becomes conceived and had
childs. 比如说撒拉、利百加、拉杰、哈拿、马诺亚的妻子，也就是参孙的母亲，包括这里的伊丽莎白。
So like Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, Hannah, Manoah's wife, or Samson's mother, and including Elizabeth here.
而且每一次的不孕其实都是神做工的一次机会。
And each time it was by God's intervention that the barren born children.
就是不孕的妇人借着生子来带来神的新的工作。
And through the born of children, it brought about the new work of God.
那这里面讲的不是不孕的怀孕，而是童女怀孕。
So here we are talking about not just not conceiving, but it's conceiving by virgin.
这是不是神预示着神要成就更大的事呢？
Isn't this even a greater foreshadowing that even greater things will be done?
其实我们可以从耶稣的名字来看到这一点。
We can see this from the name of Jesus.
耶稣其实就是约书亚，一个是希腊文，一个是希伯来文。
The name of Jesus is actually the same as the name Joshua. One's in Greek, the other one is in Hebrew.
意思就是耶和华拯救。
They both mean Jehovah saves.
那耶稣这里面还接着说耶稣伟大，而使徒约翰只是说他在主前伟大。
So here Jesus is called the Great, while John the Baptist is great in the presence of the Lord.
相比之下，约翰之所以伟大，是因为他在主前。
So by comparison, John's greatness exists because of the presence of the Lord.
而耶稣他就是主。
But Jesus is the Lord.
不仅如此，耶稣他是至高者的儿子，是神的儿子，而为神。
Not only that, Jesus is the Son of the Most High. He's the Son of God, and He is God.
而约翰不过是至高者的使者，为仆。
But John, on the other hand, is merely just a servant of God.
耶稣不只是主，是救主，是神的儿子，他还是弥赛亚，他是基督。
Jesus is not only the Lord, the Savior, or the Son of God, but he's also the Messiah King.
因为神曾与大卫王立约。
God made a covenant with David.
这里面说，我必为我的名建造殿宇，我必坚定他国度的王位，直到永远。你的家和你的国必在你面前永远坚立，你的王位也必坚定直到永远。
It says in the scripture that God, he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever.
有两种角度看待历史。
We can look at the history from two perspectives.
一种是人的角度，一种是神的角度。
One is from the perspective of man, and the other is from the perspective of God.
从人的角度，我们看到大卫，然后他的儿子所罗门、罗伯安，但是你会看到大卫的子孙并没有永远掌管这个大卫的这个王国。
From the perspective of man, David, Solomon, Rehoboam, and the rest of descendants of David.They could not continue to reign.
我们从旧约也看到，旧约的历史看到，王国分裂，先后被掳、归回，再被殖民，短暂建国，再被掳，包括今天48年建国以色列依然还在战火当中。你会看到，这真的是神给我们的预言吗？
So from the Old Testament, we can see that the kingdom was divided. People were exiled, and they came back.And then they were colonized again, but they briefly reestablished the kingdom, and then they were exiled back again or out again. And also, we can see from the most recent history, Israel, how they are just in the continual warfare.
在可以说 犹太人的王国的历史可以说是经历片刻的惨烂，便是更长的沉寂。
So the history of the kingdom of the Israelites, they just experienced a short period of brilliance, but then they were silenced.
其实你会看到人类的历史，所有的国度基本上都是这样的。
In fact, all the kingdom of mankind, they are just like this.
但是如果我们从神的角度来看这个应许，看这个历史。
But if we can look from the perspective of God, look at the history.
那耶稣基督，他才是真正的大卫的那个子孙。
Jesus Christ is the true descendant of David.
唯有他的王权，他的国度才是永恒，没有穷尽的。
Only his kingdom is eternal and without an end.
我想问，你到底属于哪一个国度呢？
I want to ask all of us here, to which kingdom do you belong?
你到底要侍奉谁做你的王呢？
Who do you want to serve as king?
你要追求基督的国，奉耶稣做王的话，那我们就要在想，我们就不应该对于政治或者民族的主张过于我们对神国度的忠心。
If we pursue the kingdom of Christ and serve him or serve Jesus as king, then we cannot let the political and other earthly claims surpass our loyalty to the kingdom of God.
同时也是提醒我们要从自己心中的这个宝座要退位。
Also, it reminds us to step down from the throne within our hearts.
而让耶稣真的在我们心上登入我们心中的宝座。
And enthrone Jesus as to be the king in our heart.
让基督成为我们生命的主权。
And let him take sovereignty over our life.
那玛利亚她听到这么大的启示，她作何反应呢？
So how did Mary react to this revelation?
我没有出嫁，怎会有这事呢？
How will this be, since I am a virgin?
我们也在想，我又不能童女怀孕生子，这个对我有什么？
So we must be thinking, you know, we cannot bear children if we are still a virgin. How is this impacting us?
其实，面对天使的报喜，撒加利亚他也问，他说：“我怎么知道这事呢？我已经老了，我的妻子也年纪老迈了。”
Zechariah he asked the same question.How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years.
其实他们两个人都在问，可是这两个人的问却本质不同。
So both Zechariah and Mary, they seem to ask the same question on surface, but the nature of their questions are different.
撒加利亚问是出于他的不信，以至于你会看到他暂时成了哑巴。
The reason that Zechariah asked.Is because it was out of his disbelief, which made him mute.
而玛利亚则是真诚的发问，是因为启示过大，她难以完全明白。
Mary, on the other hand, she asked sincerely because the revelation was too great for her.
我们在学习神的话，观看神的作为，我们一定会有不明白的时候。
There must be times when we don't understand what God is trying to tell us through His Word.
我们是要真诚的来去发问，还是出于不信的反问质疑？
Do we want to ask God sincerely, or do we want to ask Him as the result of our disbelief?
这是我们要特别注意的。
So this is something that we need to be mindful about.
那么最后来看第三个回合。
Now let's take a look at the final rounds or the third round.
撒利亚接着说，圣灵要降临在你身上，至高者的能力要荫蔽你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。况且你的亲戚伊丽莎白在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了，因为出于神的话没有一句不带能力的。
The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you.Therefore, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail.
耶稣的诞生，它不是男女结合的自然的诞生，而是神的灵临在童女身上，神的能力覆庇了玛利亚，超然的出生。
The birth of Jesus was not a natural conception by a man and a woman, but a supernatural conception by the Holy Spirit coming upon the Virgin Mary and God's power overshadowing her.
那这里面提到圣灵降临在玛利亚身上，其实它跟使徒行传一章八节说圣灵降临在你们，也就是门徒的身上，是完全一样的用法。
So here the scripture says that the Holy Spirit coming upon Mary, which is the exactly the same as what happened in Act, Book of Act, chapter 1, verse 8, when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples.
神不仅借着圣灵，使圣子借由玛利亚而生，同样神也借着圣灵降临在我们身上，让我们从而有了耶稣基督的生命。
God not only made his son to be born through Mary by the coming of the Holy Spirit, but also through the coming of Holy Spirit, we have the spiritual life of Jesus Christ within us.
因此，圣诞节我们不只是告诉别人说，让人看到耶稣因圣灵感孕由童贞女玛利亚所生。
So therefore, Christmas is not only about us telling people that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, but it is also about reflecting the life of Christ in our lives as the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
圣诞节也是让人看到圣灵降临在我们身上，降临在你我的身上，让别人看到我们里面有耶稣基督的生命。
So this is to show that we also have the life of Jesus Christ in our life.
玛利亚面对神的话，面对神这莫大的启示，她会惊慌，但她却不怀疑。
When Mary was facing this great revelation from God and also His words, she was startled, but she did not doubt.
而是把它存在心里反复的思想。
But she kept them in her heart and pondered repeatedly.
当她遇到不明白的时候，她会真诚的发问，但却不是质疑，而是用心的思想。
When she did not understand, she went ahead and asked sincerely, not in disbelief, but with contemplation.
一旦她听见了，她明白了，她就完全的相信，全然的顺服。
When she heard and understood, she fully believed and obeyed.
我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
For I am the servant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word.
玛利亚她不仅以她的身体为器皿，使救主诞生，他以他的生命作为神话语的承载来做主的使女。
Mary not only gave birth to the Savior with her body as God's vessel, but also carried the word of God in her life His servant.
我们最后总结一下。
So let's make summarize this what we talked about.
那我们今天就看了天使报喜的故事。
Today we have looked at the story of the Annunciation.
玛利亚是我们基督徒信心的榜样。
Mary is an example of faith to us Christians.
愿我们都能够像玛利亚一样，面对神的话语，惊慌而又思想，真诚发问而又甘心顺服。
May we like her be startled by His word, by God's word, and yet contemplate.Sincerely ask questions and willingly obey.
我是主的仆人或者使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
And proclaim that I am the servant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word.
最后，我想以德国的一个基督徒的诗人他的一个话作为总结。
So we'll end with by quoting from a German Christian poet.
他这样说：“他说，基督或许可以在伯利恒降生一千次。”但除非他在我心中降生，否则一切都是徒劳。
Christ could be born 1,000 times in Bethlehem, but all in vain until he is born in me.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们这些蒙大恩的人，我们向主献上感恩。
All of us who have received the grace of God, we praise Him.
我们感谢神，你 是耶稣基督降生在小地方平凡的父母家中。
We thank you, God, for giving the birth of Jesus in these very small, in this very small town and under these ordinary people.
并且与我们认同。
And they are just like us.
也让我们因着基督可以有盼望。
And so that through Jesus we can have hope.
也求你帮助我们来效法玛利亚的信心。
We pray that you help us to learn from the faith of Mary.
让我们来效法玛利亚面对主话语的榜样。
Let us learn from her be submissive to the word of God.
让主你的教会因神你的话而战惊。
May your church be startled because of the word of God.
也让我们从神来亲自受到安慰。
May we receive comfort directly from God.
也让我们不断地在你的话语里面长进。
And may we continue to grow in your word.
直到主你的生命在我们每一个人身上显现。
Until the day that you show the life of Christ through us.
感谢神，祷告奉耶稣的名。
Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.